Wonderful to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Film Week coming right up in just a few minutes. In fact, I see the talent has entered the green room. Our critics are on the scene. Justin Chang, Amy Nicholson, Charles Solomon. And we'll hear their reviews of Shaft, Samuel L. Jackson, Jesse T. Usher, and the original Shaft, Richard Roundtree, in the cast. Also, Men in Black International. And we'll hear about the documentary Rolling Thunder Review, a Bob Dylan story by Martin Scorsese. Also want to take a moment to thank our wonderful AirTalk production team, the best in the business. Huge talent and huge heart, led by Fiona Ng, our senior producer. Our producer, Natalie Chudnovsky, helped this week from Caitlin Plummer and Jonaki Mehta. Our news apprentices, Matt Bynum and Ari Saperstein, and our engineer, Parker McDaniels. Also, just a quick note, I'm going to be off for some vacation. Kyle Stokes and Libby Denkman are going to be hosting in my stead while I'm gone. Then I look forward to be back with you after my trip. We turn our attention now, though, to the announcement from NBC this morning that the Democratic National Committee has not only chosen who the 20 candidates are that will be part of the two-night first debate series, but also how the candidates will be grouped 10 and 10. With us to talk about it from Politico's Morning Score newsletter, campaign reporter Zach Montalero. Zach, thanks for joining us. First of all, how did the separation of the candidates take place?
Hey, Larry, thanks for having me back. So the separation took place this morning. The DNC and NBC, the network hosting the debate, held a random drawing, basically. And they took the top-tier candidates polling above 2%, and split them across randomly across the two nights, June 26th and June 27th. They took the bottom-tier candidates polling below 2%, and split them across the nights as well. And then the network decided which lineup will go on which night.
All right. And we should just back up a moment because we learned, I think it was yesterday, that Montana Governor Steve Bullock, who was one of the last declared candidates, Congressmember Seth Moulton of Massachusetts, they are not included, nor Senator Mike Gravel of Alaska, and also the mayor of Miramar, Florida, Wayne Messam. So they're excluded altogether. So let's take a look at the first night, June 26th, Wednesday night. Who's in the pool of 10 that night?
Sure. So the pool of 10 for June 26th, the first night, the big four candidates, the candidates polling below above 2%, rather, Cory Booker, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, and Elizabeth Warren. Then joining them, John Delaney, Bill de Blasio, Tulsi Gabbard, Jay Inslee, and Tim Ryan.
Okay, so they're in the first night, and what do we know about the allotment of time? Is everybody going to get the same amount, or are the moderators going to be focusing more on those that poll higher?
Yes, it'll be about the same amount of time for every candidate. The whole purpose of this process to randomize the stage, basically, was to ensure that no candidate gets preferential treatment one night or the other. And, you know, the network has not announced that so-and-so is going to get more questions than another, or so-and-so is going to get less questions. But, you know, knowing how the DNC has tried to protect this process and make it seem all very straightforward, every candidate has an equal shot, everyone should have just about the same amount of time.
All right. Now, for the second night, Thursday, June 27th, and again, it'll be televised on NBC and MSNBC and Telemundo, right? Spanish language as well?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. There, the top polling candidates, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and Pete Buttigieg, that should be a very interesting debate.
Yeah, that's really the you know, heavy hitters all happened to land on that night. It was random. It was totally random. There was, you know, the eight top polling candidates were divided randomly. And I can't say random enough because they really, really leaned into that process. And it just so happened that four of the top five polling candidates, you know, the ones who have really distinguished themselves and have really broken out from the pack, they're on the night of June 27th. The only one who is not in the top five, the only one who is in the top five, rather, who is not on that night is Elizabeth Warren. She has that whole first night basically to herself among, you know, candidates who have broken out of the pack, candidates who are polling routinely above 5%, above 7%, sometimes in double digits nationally. The second night, it's got those four big hitters, Joe Biden leading the pack, Bernie Sanders right on his tail, Kamala Harris. She's faltered a little bit in polls, but still a very strong candidate. And Pete Buttigieg, the surprise of the cycle so far, the candidate who's broken out the most. They're all there on the same night on June 27th.
Well, and in addition, a lesser polling candidate, John Hickenlooper, who just weekend before last at the California Democratic Party convention came out and said that, essentially a socialist candidate is bad news for the party. He's the same night as Bernie Sanders. So that should be kind of fun.
Yeah, and earlier this week, actually, John Hickenlooper gave a speech here in Washington, distinguishing himself from Bernie Sanders, basically explicitly going after Bernie Sanders' ideology, and that caused a tit-for-tat between Bernie Sanders and John Hickenlooper, both on Twitter and in the media. So those two will probably go after each other, too. Two other candidates I'm probably watching on that night on June 27th, Kirsten Gillibrand. She's, cuts a very good profile for a presidential candidate. She's been lagging towards the back of the pack, but she's a very strong politician. And Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang is a little-known entrepreneur who's kind of come out of nowhere and has had a fairly successful campaign, all things considered. He's gotten a lot of donors. He's been polling pretty consistently at 1%, which is a lot more than a lot of other candidates can say. So he could have a moment, too. He's someone to watch.
All right. And again, back to that first night, it's going to be interesting to see Elizabeth Warren, who's become quite a dynamic figure on the campaign trail, and Cory Booker, of course, an extremely strong speaker, to see those two go head-to-head.
Yeah, Cory Booker has not really, his campaign never really got off the launching pad. He had a big announcement, he had got a lot of attention, and from there he's kind of been hanging in the back. But Cory Booker is a strong candidate. There's been reasons that people have been saying for literally years that he could be a future president. He's an incredibly dynamic candidate. He'll be up on stage, it'll be his time to shine, it'll be his first, he'll get another round in the national spotlight again, which he very sorely needs. And he'll be able to go against he'll be able to talk to Elizabeth Warren, someone he doesn't ideologically agree with, and try to distinguish himself. Is it good or is it bad that there's only one star candidate, and I use that term loosely, on the first night? I guess we'll see.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Zach. Good to talk with you. Appreciate your talking about the announcement of the two-night lineups, which we got just about an hour ago. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Larry.
From Politico, the Morning Score newsletter author and campaign reporter Zach Montalero, talking with us about the lineups of Democratic presidential candidates, June 26th and 27th, NBC, MSNBC, and Telemundo with Spanish translation. That's going to be the first two nights in Miami of these Democratic candidates' debates. Coming up on Film Week, it's a very big weekend in movies. Got a lot of major titles from the studios. We'll tell you all about them coming right up.